Well, I think we were looking in the stands or watching at home and thinking, what's happening? Why aren't New South Wales going on with this game? Why aren't they winning it? I wonder what they were thinking when they were on the field and watching from the bench. Let's find out. Aaron Woods is joining us right now. Hey, Woodsy.
Hey, Jimmy. How are you, mate?
Yeah, really well. What was the thoughts running through your head in that second half, mate?
Oh, mate, I've got no idea. Look, I'm not too sure now, but, you know, watching the game back and talking to a couple of boys, you know, we're up at 16-12 at one stage in the game. It just felt like we were down 16-12 and chasing points. So we didn't stay calm and composed, and that's what we did really well in game one. So, look, we didn't get a win, which is really disappointing, but, you know, I thought our forwards did a really good job, and, you know, for 60 minutes of that game, we did a really good job, but just couldn't play. So, you know, we're excited to get back in camp for game three and, you know, really looking forward to making amends of what happened in game two.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Was it a case, did you think, at the end that you shut up shop too early and we were on the defence?
Yeah, probably looking back now, you know, we probably played a bit defensive in that last 20 and, you know, just went through the motions a bit, didn't keep playing our game. You know, we went away from our game plan and, you know, Queensland is such a good side that if they get a little bit of a sniff, then they take it with both hands. So, you know, we probably became a little bit complacent in that last 20. But, you know, it's Origin. You can't do that. So that's a big learning lesson for us. And, you know, we're still growing as a team. So I spoke to a few of the boys and they're really excited to get back into camp. And like I said before, make a massive bench for it.
Has Laurie been in contact with you subsequent to the game? Is he talking to you? Is he sending you text messages just to get your headspace right so that when you come into camp, you're right to go?
No, it was good, mate. We had a little bit of a chat after the game and the next day. He just said, go back and you know, play some good footy for your club teams. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's our fault with the mess that we put ourselves in. But at the same time, we won game one up there to gave ourselves two shots of the cherry. So, you know, as a group, we were very disappointed after the game. You know, we had the game in our hands, but, you know, we didn't take it. So, you know, it's not just, you know, Laurie's copped a bit of flak from it, but I think it's the whole squad that, you know, we didn't play the whole game plan for the whole 80 minutes. So, you know, there's a lot of boys dying to get into camp three and really ready to rip in.
Oh, you're so close, mate, to think that you could have secured it already. It must be that frustrating, but you're so close.
Yes, last mate. It was, you know, it was like in the palm of our hands, mate. I think it was the last 2 or 3 minutes, and then when you see your first thing, I was like, he's done it again. So, you know, it was frustrating, but like I said, we did it to ourselves. So there's no one else to blame but the 17 blokes in the field. So, and hopefully we Lewis picks the same 17 so all the boys can get out there and, you know, finish the job that we should have done in game two.
West Tigers, mate, a loss to the Titans out at Campbelltown. And one of the things, you know, there's been a lot of paper talk subsequent to that around whether the West Tigers should still be around, which is laughable in many ways. But the crowd was very poor on Friday night, and you play at three different home grounds. Do the players talk about that, and do they get frustrated with that? Do they try to do their best to try and ensure that that's not the case when the team plays, other than team performance, obviously?
No, not too much. We love playing it. Well, I'm a Batman junior, but, you know, Campbelltown's my home, and it's probably one of the best services to play at in the NRL, and I love playing there. You know, we normally do get a really good crowd out there. We played the Roosters a few weeks ago and had a really good crowd, you know, especially for where we are on the ladder as well. It was a very cold night at the same time, and, you know, a lot of people had the option of whether to watch the game out there or watch it on TV. You know, that's where a lot of people did watch it. So it is disappointing that, you know, the Tigers are getting mentioned in, you know, there's one team to move out of Sydney, it's probably the Tigers, but, you know, that'll never happen. We've got a very good support group, you know, good base, and financially they're going really well at the moment. So, you know, it's a bit disappointing to hear that sort of talk, but the Tigers are in a good stead.
Yeah. Woodsy, it's a tough one for you now because, you know, you're trying to finish your job and move on to the Doggies next year. Do you feel in your heart that it's a cohesive club?
Yeah, it's good, mate. It's going well. It's compared to where they were before, they've jumped leaps and bounds. You know, they've got a really good head coach now. You know, they've made some really good signings in as well. It's not as if they can't sign players to the club. So they've done a really good job there. I think for the Sydney team, it had one of the biggest supporter groups. The membership's gone through the roof as well.
Yeah.
So it's a club on the up. No doubt about that. And, you know, it's just disappointing to hear them mention it in the, you know, to move out of Sydney, because it's one of the, it's got one of the biggest support groups in Campbelltown region in the inner west of like Leichhardt and Balmain.
Yeah, no, it definitely has. Lots of signings for next year, and some of them, you know, especially around the forwards as well, you know, Russell Packer, Ben Matalino, Chris McQueen, and in many ways, Woodsy, this was what was needed, you know, for the last couple of years. Is it, do you look back on and think what might have been if you, if negotiations went differently with the club earlier in the year?
Yeah, you do. You know, but, you know, I've made a decision. You know, I'm happy with the decision I made. You know, I still love the Tigers, and even when I do move on, I'll still be supporting the Tigers because I've got a lot of good mates there. But, you know, I'm just happy that the club have been able to go out there and get some players. You know, and they've signed some really good quality players, like you said, with you know, the likes of Madalena, Joshy Reynolds. You know, Russell Pack has been playing outstanding. So, I'm happy for the club. You know, a lot of people sort of put it down, as you see in the media a fair bit. But
yeah,
you know, it's good to see the club moving on and, you know, and getting some great players like they have.
Yeah, and you guys, you've just got to finish for the supporters and get some wins under your belt, mate. That'd be a nice way to go about things. So I think the top eight's probably out of the question.
Yeah, mate, we're battling against the bottom. So look, you know, it's got a lot of young guys in the squad at the moment. You know, probably in other sides, you know, they play a couple of games, but they're getting a lot of experience at the moment. And, you know, look, they'll be better for it in the long run. We just got to, you know, stick to, sort of like this, well, stick to the game plan for 80 minutes. We had the Tigers running playing for about 50 or 60. And, you know, we're in that game against the Titans for a long time. You know, we almost beat the Sharks the week before. So if we can just stick to it for the whole 80, I think, you know, we'll win it. We'll get a couple more games before the end of the year.
Just get back to Origin. Who don't you want Queensland to pick in that 5-8 position?
Ah, mate, it doesn't bother me. You know, they got a lot of quality players. So, look, all I know is if we go there and play the best we can, then we'll have a good opportunity to win, Jimmy.
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to ask you, James Tedesco's Nike ad, where he takes them on in the, is it an art gallery or?
Yeah, who is it?
What do the boys say? Because I reckon it's absolutely fantastic.
Mate, it's outstanding. You know, he kept it on the hush-hush for a while. Then
right.
It had to come out. I think he has got a big head about it. But, you know, he said he was a 7 out of 10, but now he's a 10 out of 10 because he's a TV star.
But because his acting's pretty good in it, you know, and there's a lot of athletes that have crossed over into acting. So, you know, who knows? And I know that he's trying to join your and Dave Clemmer and Jake Trbojevic's gang in State of Origin too. So this might help him with that as well.
Well, the best thing is all action, they're not speaking in it, so it sort of saves him a bit.
That's right. A non-speaking role's always handy, Woodsy.
But he's a good talk,
I turn up to radio some mornings and think, gee, I wish this was a non-speaking role. I think a few of the listeners would like that to be the case as well.
TK, mate.
Yeah, TK. He's off over there chasing lines.
Yeah, no tips for you. Yeah, no tip for you the next couple of weeks, Woodsy. TK's over in Africa. Good on you, mate. Look, we appreciate that. Good luck this week. You've got the Knights away. Actually, that's going to be interesting from a wooden spoon point of view, Woodsy.
Yeah, there's a lot to play for this week. So, yeah, it's a big game for us. You know, been working hard to train all week, so the boys are really excited for this Sunday.
All right, well, let's hope that goes well. And, of course, the State of Origin game is coming up on the horizon as well, and we're excited about that. So, good luck for that as well.
Good on you, Woodsy.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Take care, mate. Bye.
There he is, Aaron Woods. Just that Newcastle West Tigers game. They're the outsiders at tab.com.au. $1.80 Newcastle and $2 the West Tigers.